So I had asked Lauren to plug himself, and he gave such great resources that I wanted to make sure that this was completely separate from the rest of the podcast because I think that this information is so invaluable. So I will have links to everything that he mentions in here, all of the different people, all the different things that they do. I'll have links for it in the description. But thanks again, Lauren, for giving everybody some really great resources. And here we go.
So rather than take the time to plug myself, I wanted to plug some other people, if that's
That's a good idea.
okay. And so I already plugged one of them, which is John Kessel. And if the people listening to the podcast don't know who he is, they need to fix that immediately.
Yes.
Get on USA Volleyball, find his blog, connect with him on, the VCT Volleyball Coaches and Trainers group on Facebook, whatever. He's about to retire. He's getting out of USA Volleyball. I don't know that he'll actually really retire, but he's
Yeah, right.
stepping away from his position. And he's an amazing individual who has changed my life, in a very positive way through interacting with him. So hopefully people can take a recommendation on that. Some other not so, well, one more that's probably pretty well known in the volleyball circles is Trevor Reagan.
I love Trevor.
Trevor,
I want him to come onto my show one day.
He will. You just ask him. He'll do it. He's awesome. He started up the Train Ugly website and his whole Train Ugly program, and now he's changed that over to the Learner Lab. And his stuff, I think, is an invaluable resource for any coach to understand how learning actually does happen, and that if and his whole platform was influenced by going into the USA Volleyball gym and watching Karch Karai coach. And realizing that this, what he was seeing in front of himself, could be was so different from the way that most people coached, and that he could share that with the world. And the whole term "train ugly" is actually a term Karch used in the gym. And Trevor was like, "Is that copyrighted?" And it wasn't. And he turned it into a business. So, but his stuff is amazing, and he's done a really good job of continually learning and reaching out to experts and figuring stuff out. So I really highly value the influence his stuff has had on what we do in our gym. Some others that are not volleyball related and are outside of the norm, but I think are invaluable to me, and I would highly suggest people look into them. One is a woman by the name of Joey Peters, and she's from Australia, and she runs a program called Gameplay Learn, or GPL, in Australia. And it's
I love that. I am actually subscribed to their newsletter. So
awesome.
yeah, they're awesome.
She is fantastic. She played for the Australian women's national team in soccer. And after she got done, she coached some and realized that the thing was missing in all the coaching circles in Australia was the opportunity to just let the kids play. There was so much coach direction and so much coach controlled stuff. And she didn't have that when she was growing up. And she wanted to bring this whole, and so she's created a very great platform to help people in any sport understand the constraints-led approach and this idea of game, play, learn, which, her whole concept is design the game, let them play, watch them learn. And I think
Yeah.
that that's amazing. And so, and she's a good friend and just somebody that I talk to regularly and really value what her opinion on many things in this area. Another one that is two, these next two are very related in a sense and very fascinating to me. Her name is Marianne Davies. Her website is dynamics-coaching.com. And she was teaching constraints-led approach and ecological dynamics before most of us were born, and was a trailblazer in that area before anybody had ever heard of it. She works primarily right now in whitewater sports, so think like kayaking and whitewater rafting, and how to use these concepts in that. Also, rock climbing, and but she also works with horses and in equestrian field and how they use these ideas of ecological dynamics and constraints-led approach while working with horses. And they did, the typical model of training horses is very punishment heavy, very reward or stick heavy. And she moves away from that into more of a joyous, connective type coaching, which is exactly what we're talking about with our athletes. And I've learned, if you would ask me 10 years ago, if I could ever learn anything about coaching volleyball from somebody that works with horses, I would have told you no.
Right.
And I am so glad that I don't listen to myself, because I have learned so much reading her stuff and listening to her, and I get to talk to her on a regular basis, and it's mind blowing, and it's shifted my perspective so much. But as much as I've learned from her, I would say I've learned 10 times as much from a woman whose name is Kathy Sierra, who is also works with horses. And her stuff, she's now currently on a website. It's pantherflow.com. Really, really great presence on Instagram. She writes some amazing stuff on Instagram. I am not, I know the people listening to this aren't necessarily going to see my face. I've been on other podcasts where people see my face and others where they don't. And all the kids in my gym will tell you, I'm not an emotional guy. I'm like the traditional stoic. I'm the guy that doesn't smile very much. I'm not a guy that gets brought to tears by watching a sappy movie. And it's just not me. Every single time I've read anything that Kathy Sierra has written, I cry.
Wow.
It's powerful. Like it hits you where I think really good coaching should hit every person, and that's in their heart. And, you know, she's got an amazing backstory, by the way. She was a professional skateboarder. She's also written the most popular book in the world for Java programming for computers.
Weird.
And,
wow.
And then later in life became a horse, equestrian, and then into this field of ecological dynamics. And she's also got I don't know for sure, but I believe she's got a master's degree, just like Marianne Davies does, in this area of motor control and skill acquisition. But the two of them, they're kind of, and I apologize because I'm sure at least one of them is going to listen to this.
That'd be cool if they did.
And I apologize to them by saying this. This is meant as a compliment, not as anything less than that. But they're the same. They're very much the same person in my eyes. Like, they have very similar life experiences, and they tell their stories in very similar ways. And I've told both of them on more occasions than not that I've learned more from them as far as how to be a better volleyball coach than I've ever learned from a volleyball coach.
Wow.
So I really highly recommend people look up their stuff and be willing to actually read and listen to what they have to say, even though a lot of what they're saying and writing is pointed at people working with horses. It's very applicable to what we do with our athletes. And then last one, probably my favorite one, is a guy named Ted Crichton, I think is how you pronounce his last name. And if he ends up listening to this, he'll probably tell me I said it wrong. But he runs a soccer program in, I believe it's in Minneapolis area, that's called Joy of the People. And first of all, there's no better name for a youth sports club than Joy of the People. I think we connected on that title alone. I saw that as the name of his club, and I said, this sounds like somebody I should reach out to and see why he called it that.
Yeah.
And what I learned in the process was, this is a guy who spent the last 20 years of his life doing all the same research and the same reaching out to experts that you and I have done, but at a much higher level, and discovered that the best way to help soccer players become the best soccer player they could be is to just let them play soccer. And his entire program is based around this concept of free play. I would say he probably does more free play than what we do, because it's true free play. Just show up, coach is going to have a ball and hand it to you, and then sit down and read a book while you go play volleyball or go play soccer. And he does these really cool things at parks all over his area, where he's designed these cool blow up soccer fields that are smaller soccer fields, and they're blow up, so they have these sides to them, so the kids don't spend so much time running after a ball. They limit where the ball can go, and so there's more play going on and less time chasing down balls. And he goes to these soccer fields and he just pops up these blow up things, and kids just show up, and he does I think he does over half the kids he works with, he works with for free. He just shows up at parks and throws these things up and let kids play. And the kids that are coming out of his program are going on to play collegiately and professionally in Europe. Wow. And it's just unbelievable. And everything he has to say is so powerful. And it's such a, he's such a great proponent of this idea of free play, and that the joy of the people is the opportunity to just play. In his case, soccer, and our case, volleyball. So those are some of the, those are my top ones right now. I'm sure there's others if I really would have spent time, but I didn't want to make the list too long as far as people that I just really look up to. And I'm, you know, I relish the moments when they publish a new blog post or something on Instagram where I can get a chance to learn. Because I've literally, you know, I've gone to ABCA convention, I've gone to coaches clinics, I've gone to Gold Medal Squared, I've gone to Art of Coaching Volleyball, I go to all those different things. I've learned more from these people than I've ever learned from any of those experiences. And the great thing is, all of that learning I've gotten from these people is free.
Yeah.
And so I just, I would highly recommend anybody listening to this to take an opportunity to challenge yourself to get outside the box, as you said, and to be willing to look into ideas. I think one of the biggest problems with coaches in our sport of volleyball or any sport is they only look at their sport for answers. And I think if we can get outside of the sport, read some business books, read some self-help books, read some psychology books, talk to people in those fields, see if they can bring new ideas to what you do. Talk to some people who are in child development, talk to people who work with, you know, in child trauma and the psychology of child trauma, because I think you'll really quickly realize that a lot of coaches are actually adding to that field, not subtracting from it.
Absolutely.
And so I think the more that we can get outside of these different silos where we're all just sitting in a volleyball room and we're all volleyball coaches talking volleyball all the time, but actually get outside of that and talk other things and learn from other people, I think that makes us better coaches, and it makes a better community in which that we're creating as people who are connecting with kids. So,
yeah. Well, I'll put links to all of these people on my description so people can go to them. I've seen a couple of things that you've posted from the horse people. So okay. They were really cool. But yeah, I'll make sure I post those on there, and already writing down more ideas for podcast episodes. So apparently I'm never going away. I'm just going to do this forever.
Yeah. I think we need more of it. So
absolutely. Well, thank you again so, so much for being on my podcast, and I'm sure we'll be back in touch with another episode pretty soon. So
talking is a good way to pass time.
Absolutely. All right. Well, thank you so much.